This is Sean. Can I help you?
Hi. I was transferred by the return desk, I guess. I'm not sure why she transferred me to you.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I don't know. Did she tell you anything, or what'd she say about me?
No, she just said Sean, line one.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling her how I bought a lamp earlier today. And,
okay.
And then I set it up in my living room, and it looks really awesome. And then I brought the empty box back and got a refund for it, for just an empty box.
Okay, what was your name?
My name is Sensei Doug.
What is it?
Sensei Doug.
Okay, why would you return an empty box?
To get my money back. It was like 1998 was
the
price.
But you kept the lamp, so you stole the lamp?
Well, I didn't steal it. I paid for it. I paid cash for it.
Right, and then you returned an empty box and got your money back, and you have the lamp at your house?
Yeah, and I returned the packing material, and I put a few just random odds and ends from my kitchen in the box to weigh it down.
Exactly. So did you want to come back and pay for the lamp you have, or do you want to bring the lamp back?
No, I don't want to bring the lamp back, because it looks really good here in my living room.
Okay. So do you want to come back and pay for it then?
No, I really would rather not do that, because it was almost $20, and...
Okay, so why are you calling me?
That's like three McDonald's breakfasts.
Okay, so why are you calling me?
I didn't have anyone else to brag to about it, and I just wanted to call someone and tell them what I did.
Okay, so what was your name again?
Sensei Doug.
Could you spell that for me?
Just Sensei, the common spelling. Also, there's a lamp on your shelves that's just an empty box, so you might want to take that lamp out.
Okay, how do you spell your name again?
Just common spelling of Sensei and then Doug. D-O.
Okay, I don't know what the common spelling for Sensei is.
S-E-N-S-E-I.
Doug, D-O-U-G?
Yes, yep.
What's your address, Doug? Sensei?
You don't need to know that. Why would you need to know my address?
Because we're going to call the cops if you stole the lamp from us.
Well, why would I give you my address then? I don't want the cops called on me.
Why are you calling me telling you stole a lamp from me? What's your phone number?
No, I was just kidding about the whole stealing thing. I didn't even buy a lamp.
Then why are you calling me?
Just to make a nuisance of myself, I guess.
I see that. Have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, is this Royco Trucking?
No.
No! No! Fuck you.
How you doing?
Shit.
I am the Easter Bunny.
Shit.
Well, where?
No, you're not.
Whoa. Shit, fuck.
Because you're not?
Fuck.
Oh, Lord.
You get off of my phone.
My mother is retarded.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Supervisor immediately.
I don't give a shit what other people do.
Well, we know that's not good business. You bring it to our house.
You throw the box on side the road. On side the road.
No,
side
no.
The road.
What is this bullshit?
I'm sick of your bullshit. I'm hanging up.
Yeah. Immediately.
But
okay.
Thanks, thanks for being an unhelpful cunt.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. Is Mary Brown. Thank you, JD, for that new intro song. He just sent that to me a couple days ago, and that might be my most favorite one yet that he's done. He's the one that did the intro song I use all the time from 2017, you know, the Go Sock a Dick one. But fuck that one now. This one's so much better. And if you like it, you should go visit his SoundCloud. I'll put a link in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. He's got other songs on there that have nothing to do with pranks or phones. I think he said he's going to put out an album soon. Thank you, JD. Hey, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. Today is May 3rd, 2019, and the show's brought to you by Mr. John, Plaz, Thomas Z, Another Prank Call Show, and B.I. Eber for Life. Those are today's five sponsors. Thanks all five of you for supporting the show and making it so I have to do these shows constantly all the time now. But you know what would be even nicer? If maybe twice as many people supported the show, and I could pay off my legal bills caused by this show? That'd be nice. If you want to do that, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. Thanks to the new people who've signed up, like Chase and David and JD, Rice H, Ron D, Devin Anus Tart, or is that Devin A New Start? I'm not sure. Brian S, J Met Met, Tibbs, Nicholas S, and Jonathan. Those are some of the people who've signed up recently. Thanks, all of you. Today's show art is a picture that was just now posted in the PLA Discord by Freak Show. He's doing what's called a phone show this weekend. It's kind of like a flea market, but it's nothing but telephone equipment, I guess. And it's in Shipshawana, Indiana. I'm looking for the Facebook event page for it so I can put it in the show notes. There it is, May 3rd and May 4th. Aw, man, it's not going to be on Sunday. I don't even know if I'm going to get the show out today. I'll try to, but it's in Shipshawana, Indiana. It's at a flea market auction type thing. Maybe it is just a general flea market. I don't know. Everyone should go there, though, and get a free PLA sticker while they last. Let's see. What else before we get started today? I was on Cave Crew Radio yesterday. It was fun. We did a few prank calls on the air, and they were okay, I guess. You can find them at cavecrewradio.com or get on your podcast app and search for Cave Crew Radio. That's one of those shows that I listen to regularly. Also, there was another Hang Up the Phone show on Wednesday night. Whenever we do those, we tend to do those on Wednesday night around 10 p.m. If you ever want to try and catch one of those live, I usually announce those on Twitter at twitter.com/phonelosers. There's also been 3 new Hobosodes out since the last Snowplow show. So even though it's been 8 days since you've heard a Snowplow show, if you were a supporter of the show, you would have heard one of these 3 Hobosodes. You're missing out. Last night I did one where I was losing my wallet in people's backyards. On Wednesdays, I had an Arby's employee ring the bell while shouting, "All aboard." That was a challenge from a listener, and I don't remember what happened on Sunday's Hobosode. I'm sure it was great, though. Before we get started with today's show, I'm going to play a song, a very short song, really just a clip of a song. A while back, a listener called into the voicemail line, I think it was, and they asked about a song that I'd completely forgotten about. It's a song about Geordi LaForge from Star Trek Next Generation that I used to play a lot in the phone show days. And last week, I was putting up new episodes of the phone show on YouTube. I mean, old episodes of the phone show on YouTube. And there was a tiny portion in the middle of one of the episodes where I played this old song, Geordi LaForge. It's not the entire song, and I think it cuts in the middle from the beginning part to the end part. But we can't find the song anywhere. I don't think it exists anywhere online except in the phone show. And I'm sure it's there in its entirety somewhere in one of the old phone shows. Maybe. I lost this song during the FBI raid. It was on my laptop that I never got back. So here it is, Geordi LaForge by, I don't even know who it's by. I don't remember. I'm a Starfleet ensign lacking in ambition. Always in the bar, Lord knows how I get my commission. I take the helm after a bottle of Klingon blood wine. Get overwhelmed on the throttle, I'm pushing warp 9. Fuck knows how I managed to make it through Starfleet Academy. And there's always someone on the Enterprise that's mad at me. But as long as that geezer in the visor, don't feel my lack of worth. I can rest assured he'll advise a word, so bring me back to work. Bring me back again. Today, I'm going to try this list that Joe sent to me. He says, "This is a funny one, Brad. About a year ago, a street in our town was closed because people would use it to cut through town. You could still access the street, you just couldn't enter it from the main street to skip the roundabout. And because people were using it as a shortcut, they would speed on it, outraging the people who lived on this street, which is 3rd Street. Once it was blocked off, there was a good old town fighting going on, people wanting it closed forever. People who claimed in case of an emergency they needed it open." That seems silly, just go around the block. "They finally opened the street in one direction so people could exit onto the main road, but not enter it as a shortcut. If you call the people on the list, they will be easily worked up about it. Say things like 3rd Street is going to be widened into 4 lanes now, or the one-way barricade will be taken down again, or the speed limit will be raised. It's currently 15 miles per hour. The people on the list were the ones complaining about traffic or were active somehow in the closing of 3rd Street." And he makes a note of which people actually live on 3rd Street. So I guess I'll start with those people, because I love the idea of widening 3rd Street into a 4-lane highway. or raising the speed limit. This is a very small town, so there's not a whole lot of people that live on 3rd Street. So let's see if I can get any of these people to answer. I'm calling from the city, by the way. He gave me the phone number of the city, the town hall. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Teresa?
Hello? Yes.
Hey there, it's Roy from the town hall.
Hi, Roy.
Hey there. I'm just calling to let you know they're going to be sending surveyors out. We're going to be widening your street to a four-lane road. And I'm supposed to notify everybody on the street to let them know about that.
To a four-lane road?
Yeah. They're going to make it like a main thoroughfare. Yeah. So they're going to be claiming eminent domain on part of your lawn. It's going to have to be pushed back a little bit.
Oh. Eminent domain?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be used for official city stuff. And I'm just notifying everyone
You can't just call me and tell me this.
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm just calling to let everyone know. So you don't wonder why the surveyors are in the yard and they're going to be spray painting.
Yeah, well, eminent domain means the town pays me for the property of my property that they're taking.
Well,
that's what eminent domain is.
I know what it is. I'm not stupid. They'll pay you a portion, you know, whatever they think is fair.
Neither am I.
Okay. Well, I didn't say you were. But, yeah, they're just going to be widening the street. It's going to be a four-lane road, and they're going to up the speed limit.
A four-lane road on 3rd Street. I can't imagine that.
Yeah.
We don't even have a four-lane road on Highway...
I know. This is going to be a main thoroughfare. It's going to solve a lot of problems here in town.
Well, it's not going to solve any problems for people on West 3rd Street. I think you need to get some feedback from people on West 3rd Street.
Oh, well, you should probably have
been... It's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah, you should be more involved in, you know, civic stuff.
And I am involved. I've been to so many meetings for Airbnb.
And obviously, what about Airbnb?
Well, that has nothing to do with this conversation.
Well, you brought it up.
I've been to a lot of board meetings lately.
Yeah, you brought it up. They're going to be raising the speed limit and just widening it to four lanes. They haven't decided on a speed limit yet, but just so
you know. Has it been on the town board? Has the town board approved this?
Yeah, it's a done deal. It's happening. They're going to start construction.
When does this happen?
They're going to start construction in about a month and a half. They're powering through this.
They usually let people know.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
They have things like this on the agenda.
That's what I'm doing. I'm calling to
before they vote on it. Before they vote on it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're not even a town official. You're acting like you know how things are run.
I have a master's degree in public administration, and I've been a town manager for several places.
Yeah, but not here.
I'm not stupid.
So I never said you were stupid.
Boy, you are very
sexy.
This is not how you treat your people in town. You don't call them and tell them you're going to do this, and then tell them that. Oh, you should be going to town board meetings, blah, 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 blah.
Well, would you rather
very condescending.
Would you rather us just show up and start spray painting?
I'm going to get my neighborhood organized, and we are going to fight this, because this is not okay.
Oh, you can't fight this. It's a done deal. It's already gone through.
Oh, I can fight anything. You haven't seen me fight.
Yeah, well, you're going to lose. It's going to be a fight. You're going to lose.
Well, thank you very much, but if this was happening at your front yard, you would be upset enough. I mean, I've now got a 26 unit multifamily home going up right across the street from me. So mm-hmm. I've done my share here. It's nothing I've seen in the paper. This is nothing I've heard anyone from town talk to me about.
You should pay more attention.
I have not seen this as on the agenda. Don't tell me what I should do, okay?
Well, I'm just saying
this
you should pay more
attention. This is not what you say to somebody. You should not be telling someone what to do when you call them to tell them that you're going to make West 3rd Street a four-lane road.
Well, you're acting
it's
like
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
You're acting
it's a residential family. There's no businesses on West 3rd Street.
What, the library's a business.
This is the back. It's the back of the library.
Yeah, so maybe they'll turn it into the front. Maybe they'll put doors on the backside.
I'm not willing to do this for the library to have them turn the entrance to the library the back.
You can't fight progress.
I'm going to call. You know? I will call Karen, and I will have a conversation with her about it.
Right,
and I will find out what my options are.
You can't fight progress, though, lady.
And what is
your
name?
This is Roy from the town.
And you don't say that to somebody, either. If you cannot, you know, keep your mouth shut when you're talking to people on town business, it does not reflect well on the type of people that the town hires.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you. I'm just trying to tell you we're going to be spray painting your lawn early next week. And
no,
and
you're telling me a lot more than that. So I'm not getting anywhere with you. I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to call Karen and talk to her.
Nobody else is complaining. There she goes. I don't see a Karen on this list, but this town is so small, I kind of feel like everyone's going to be notified quickly. So I don't know. Here, let me try this other lady. She also lives on Third. There's only 4 people total that live on Third.
Hello?
Hey, Susan. It's Roy from the town hall.
Yep.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be starting construction on Monday to widen the road there.
Which road?
3rd Street, the road that you live on. They're going to be...
Okay, I live on 3rd and Jefferson, so...
Yeah, I know.
Could have been either one of them.
Yeah. But, yeah, they're going to be turning 3rd Street into a 4-lane highway. And they're going to
be... Oh, that sounds just typical.
What do you mean typical?
Paving, too. I would hope we're paving.
Well, yeah, of course they're going to pave.
Because
they're going to raise the speed limit.
Because we have so much money. Oh, good. The speed limit would be good, too.
No, it's cool. We got a federal grant.
65 miles an hour.
Oh, no, it's not going to be 65. Don't be ridiculous. We're just going to be widening the street so it's easier for people to cut through.
Oh, good. Okay.
Well, what's with the
attitude? Sounds good to me.
What's with the attitude?
I don't know. I'm shopping.
You're shopping?
And I'd rather be shopping. Yes.
Where are you shopping at?
I'm shopping in a store.
Which one?
Kohl's.
Oh, okay. Cool. I shop there, too.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
What are you buying?
Food.
Neat.
To eat.
That's where I get most of my groceries, is at Kohl's.
Yes.
Well, anyway, I didn't expect... Huh? What?
At King Soopers, too.
Yeah. But I prefer Kohl's. But anyway, I didn't expect all this attitude from you. I'm just letting you know we're going to be widening the street, raising the speed limit. They're going to start construction on Tuesday morning. They'll probably be cutting off part of your front lawn to, you know, to widen it up a little bit.
Yeah, as long as they don't hit the water main.
Oh,
they probably don't know where it is.
They know exactly where everything is. They're not stupid. They're going to be spray painting.
Oh, they're not.
They're going to be spray painting right down where everything is. You know, the water mains and
Thank
all that.
God,
stuff.
God, I have a land use attorney.
Oh, no,
that's
too late for
I
that. It's too late for that. This is a done deal. It's happening. It's starting on Tuesday.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Hey, ma'am. I didn't get to tell her I loved her. Well, that was kind of a bizarre call. So, you know, I suspected this, but I wasn't sure. But, yeah, this West 3rd Street isn't even paved. I thought it looked kind of light brown. I thought maybe it was just the color of the road. But there are actual unpaved roads. And this isn't, like, out in the country. I mean, the entire city's out in the middle of nowhere, but it's a town. You know, there's town buildings. It's the street that runs right behind the library, but it's not even paved, and there's a bunch of streets that aren't paved. So this is an actual dirt road. Or is it gravel? Maybe it's like light brown gravel or something.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
I can't really tell, and that sucks. Monica's number's been turned off. So let's try Jennifer. Oh, look at that. They have street view. So, yeah, I can see that it's mostly dirt, a lot of gravel thrown around, but it's basically a dirt road. So that gives me a great idea, inspired by the television show The Dukes of Hazzard.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the...
Oh, man. I wanted to tell them that we were going to be spray painting lines on the dirt. That would have been fucking awesome. But the last person on third is disconnected. Maybe I could look up some other people through 411. I'm going to go off menu on Joe's list because I really want to say that I'm going to be spray painting their dirt road. I mean, come on, that's hilarious, right? But damn it, I just keep finding people that live in apartments on 3rd Street. Here's one that appears to be a house.
Hello.
And they're not home. Crud. Here's a lady that lives over a street. Hello? Hello? And it hangs up. That sounded like an Apple computer booting up or something. What the hell was that? Okay, so I'm going to go back to this list that Joe sent me. He told me this one lady on the list, her name is Ressa, was fighting to keep it open while the other residents called her out for speeding on it and was probably the reason it was closed in the first place. So can I tell her that I'm painting lines in the dirt?
Hello, you have reached 5.
And she's not answering. And there aren't really any notes on any of these other people, so I don't really know who they are. I just know they're involved somehow. So maybe they live on 3rd Street. I don't know. Like, who would get involved besides people that lived on 3rd Street? Well, I guess people that wanted to speed through 3rd Street on the dirt road, like they're in the General Lee.
Hello?
Hi, Katrina?
No.
Oh. Weird. We must have the wrong number here. Oh, wait, no, you're Hillary. I'm sorry. I keep getting all these names confused. I'm calling from the city. This is Roy.
Uh-huh.
From the town hall.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you were involved in this 3rd Street thing, issue with the barricade and everything.
Oh, yeah.
So, you're on this list here of people that I was supposed to contact to let you know what we're doing with that.
Okay.
We're going to be removing 3rd Street. We're just taking it out as a road. We're going to plant grass there and put a fence up and just make it like a public park area.
Okay.
So, you know, there's just not going to be a road there anymore.
Okay, and why?
Just to keep people from speeding. So they won't be able to speed if they're not allowed to drive up there. So there's going to be like a nice, it's going to look really scenic. It's going to be like a public park through the whole street. It's going to be all green. There's going to be pavilions and a play area for kids. And there's just not going to be any 3rd Street anymore.
Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know. That's strange, but I guess...
What do you mean it's strange?
I mean, I guess in my life, I don't know how many streets have just been made into a park or
Well, you know, the mayor's just tired of dealing with it. He's just like, fuck it. Make it a park.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be 3rd Street all the way across town, just from the roundabout. And then as far as it goes west, like all of 3rd Street's gone. Like the people that have cars on that street, they're not happy, but they'll figure something out, I guess.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
They're not going to be car owners, I guess. Or they can move.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got to learn to deal, huh?
That's right. Yep.
So okay, well, thanks for the info. I appreciate it.
It's going to be a really nice park, though. It's like a super nice park. It's like a long park.
Right. Yeah, a skinny park.
Yeah, very skinny. There's going to be a dog park section for it.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. But it's just like a straight line. You have to walk them in.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yep.
I'd walk my dog there.
There's going to be the playground section. And
no speeding, so okay.
Yep, no more 3rd Street. They can't speed if there's no 3rd Street, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope not.
Yeah. Well, no, they won't be able to get in. We're putting up big concrete barriers and barbed wire fence at either end.
Okay. Wow. Okay, well, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Also, the mayor wanted me to let you know that he doesn't like you.
Because?
Oh, I don't know. I don't question what the mayor says. He said, while you're on the phone with her, he passed me a Post-it in the middle of our conversation. And he's like, you tell Hillary I don't even like her.
Oh, my God.
He just does. Wow. He does stuff like that. I don't know what his problem is with you, but he doesn't like you.
Huh.
Do you know?
Well, that's too bad. I don't even think I do. Uh-uh. Huh. Who's the mayor now?
Steve Dave?
I don't even know him.
Oh, yeah. Apparently he knows you. Maybe you guys went to school together or something. He's like,
no, I went to school in Ohio.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know then. He gave me this Post-it. He's like, is that Hillary on the phone? You tell her I don't like her. And he wrote something mean, but I'm not going to repeat that part.
Wow. Well, and what's his name again?
Steve Dave.
No, that rings no bell.
Huh.
Tell him I'm full of goodwill and love for all mankind. That's too bad.
I will. I'll try to sway his opinion.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a nice day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Well, she was boring.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please. I'm sorry. This mailbox has not yet been set up by the subscriber. The number you have dialed is not in service.
Hi, it's us. You know what to do.
The number.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yo.
Hey there. This is Roy from the town hall here.
Okay.
And I have you on a list here because you were involved with the Third Street debacle.
What Third Street debacle?
I guess, you know, closing down one part of it and all that. They just wanted me to call up everyone on this list and let them know that this weekend.
What Third Street debacle?
I guess part of the street was closed off.
I live on.
Right, but weren't you complaining because you couldn't cut through Third Street or something? You're on this list of people who were involved with the Third Street thing. You know, just off.
I liked. What do you mean, shutting off the end of it?
Yeah, correct.
I'm in favor of it.
Okay, well, I'm just supposed to call up everyone and let them know we're going to be painting yellow lines down the middle of Third Street this weekend. And that should hopefully alleviate a lot of the problems.
Oh, good. Well, I totally approve of cutting down the speed on Third Street. So if I was on the list, that's why I was there, because I care.
Oh, okay.
I've only lived here 60 years, and people don't need to speed around town. And the cops do a terrible job enforcing the code item, which is 11.1 in the legal thing when you take a driver's license test.
It's
the law about you're supposed to yield to uphill traffic.
Uh-huh.
And there are several neighborhoods that need a yield to uphill traffic sign, and the cop doesn't understand that's the law. So anyway.
Yeah, those fucking cops. But no, we're going to actually be
But I'm just telling you, that's a big problem we have in town is, you know, I live on Navajo and these freaking
I ain't the mayor. We're actually going to be raising the speed limit on 3rd Street. It's like 15 right now. They're going to put it up to 30. And that's why they're spray painting lines in the dirt.
You're kidding.
It's just
30 on 3rd Street? Wrong.
No.
I'm against that.
No, I'm not asking your opinion. I'm just letting you know we're spray painting the dirt and we're raising the speed limit to 30. And they're talking about increasing it to like a 4-lane highway.
What?
So it'll be like a 4-lane dirt road?
You got to be kidding.
Oh, no, not at all. They just wanted me to call up everyone on this list and let them know that we're taking care of the problem. We're going to be opening it back up and raising the speed limit and spray painting on the dirt.
You're going to open the end up?
Yeah, we're going to open it up.
And make it two-way, 90 miles an hour, 4 lanes wide.
I did not say 90 miles an hour. It's 30. And he hung up. Why'd he hang up? Maybe the dirt thing was a stupid idea, because he didn't seem to care about that at all.
Hello?
Why'd you hang up on me, douche canoe?
Because I don't like what you said.
Well, okay, then just
and
say
I'm a grouchy old man. I've lived here longer than any other fucking person in that goddamn government, and you all fucking suck my ass.
Well, learn some manners and say goodbye. Okay. As you heard before, a lot of these numbers were disconnected. I'm just about out of numbers here to call.
Hi, this is Wendy.
Oh, hi, Wendy. This is Roy. I'm with the newspaper.
Hi, Roy.
Hi there. I was just calling about this Third Street debacle. I was interviewing Ressa, and she made a quote about you, and I just wanted to confirm that it was an accurate quote.
Oh, my God. Why is this even coming up again?
Well, they're getting ready to, I guess people are upset because they're getting ready to, they're going to paint lines on the dirt road. And some people think that's stupid.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're going to paint, you know,
I had
like,
not heard that.
Yeah, they're going to paint yellow lines along the all along 3rd Street and raise the speed limit.
And raise the speed limit?
Yes, to 25 instead of 15.
You're kidding me.
No.
Whose plan is this?
Oh, it's the city's. But Ressa...
And is it going to the BOT or anything like that? Is it already done?
I think it's already a done deal. They're going to be spray painting the lines on the dirt this weekend.
Lovely.
But anyway, Ressa, she said a quote about you. I just need to confirm it to make sure it's true.
Yeah, go ahead, because I doubt it is.
Okay, are you in fact a cock-sucking shit master?
Oh, that's lovely. What is your name?
This is Roy Gerbel. I'm with the newspaper. And I'm sorry about the language. That's just what she asked. I mean, that's what she said about you. Are you a cock-sucking shitmaster?
I will decline to even respond to that question.
Okay. Well, we're going to have to just assume it's true then and put it in the paper.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No, I am not whatever she said. And I don't appreciate this line of questioning. Are you... This is crazy.
Well, we just have
to... You don't want to ask me...
We just have to get confirmation when somebody makes a claim like that, you know?
And where are you right now?
I'm at the newspaper offices.
Because it came up that you're calling from town hall.
Yeah, I'm calling through one of their lines. They transferred me over to you. Because they didn't want to give out your...
And may I please ask that my name is not even mentioned in this article?
Okay, well, I can...
This is crazy.
We'll censor the foul language. You know, we'll put little asterisks in it.
But it's just, you know, my next call is to bar, but so, I'm sorry. Can you give me some reference about what else Ressa has said about me trying to protect my child?
Protect your what? Your child?
My child, who rides her bike and walks along 3rd Street almost every day.
Oh, well, you should tell her to stay off there, because they're going to raise the speed limit. They're going to start at 25 and then probably go up from there, because they're spray painting lines on the dirt. You know, like yellow lines.
You're in town hall. Is Karen there?
No, I'm not in town hall. They transferred me over when I called them. Because I was asking for your phone number, so they just transferred me. So that's why it looks like I'm calling
from
town hall.
Can I ask you not to print my name in this story?
Or
at least tell me what's going on and what you are planning on printing about me?
Well, I can't make any guarantees. It's just that Ressa said you were a cock-sucking shitmaster.
Wow, okay. And tell me your name one last time. I'm sorry, I'm driving. Otherwise, I would have written it down.
Oh, yeah, no problem. This is Roy Gerbel.
Roy Gerbel.
Yep.
Well, Roy, I would be really, really careful about what you put in your newspaper and make sure that I do not have a defamation case against you and your newspaper.
Okay, well, it's just what she said, so I think it would be against Wendy. Because I don't...
I am Wendy, Roy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ressa. There's so many names here. It's hard to keep them all.
Okay, can you tell me more about what Ressa has said and why my name is even being brought up in this issue?
Well, she said some terrible things about your daughter, but I'm not comfortable getting into all that.
Are you kidding me? You know she's never even met me in person or met my daughter?
And she said you should just keep her inside.
So my daughter's not allowed to walk to the park?
Well, just why don't she just
is
stay?
Is that a threat?
No, it's not a threat. You're blowing this all out of proportion. She just thinks
you got to understand, Roy. This is an incredibly uncomfortable call for me. When somebody calls me up and asks me if I am one of those things that you said, this is obviously making me incredibly emotionally charged right now, and I am very unhappy with this whole scenario that you are going to be printing my name and opinions by somebody who I consider to be mentally unstable. And I don't want my name in your paper, and I don't want you quoting, and I don't want any part of this. And if anything comes out that Ressa said that is negative towards me in any way, there will be defamation, because I have just now warned you not to print my name, and I will be calling Barbara as soon as we hang up.
Okay, well, you know, like, she wasn't saying anything personal about your daughter, just that, like, kids today should just stay at home on the internet. Like, that's what kids do these days.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you can print that, because that'll make her look like an idiot. This is just so upsetting to me. I thought this issue was over with. I had no idea this was happening.
Oh, no, they're opening up the street. They're opening it up on both ends. They're going to paint lines on the dirt.
Holy cow.
They're going to have to paint lines like every weekend,
well,
because it'll get kicked up.
Is there any way I can request to be seen to see what is... I really don't want my name printed, and I will tell that to Barb.
Okay.
I don't want to have anything to do with this crazy lady making these accusations about me.
Okay, well, we'll take...
And Ressa, do you know why Ressa has this whole vendetta against Third Street? Do you know the backstory? Because I'd love for you to hear it.
Well, she told us her version of it.
That she was caught eating on Third Street, and one of my neighbors yelled at her. And she proceeded to back the car up and spray gravel at one of my neighbors, who was upset because people constantly speed down that road.
Well, I think Ressa was just...
This is the only reason Ressa wants it open.
Yeah, Ressa was just upset because the speed limit's too slow. But they're going to be raising it to 25, so that should solve everything.
Do you know that Ressa lives on Magnolia and has no reason to be on 3rd Street whatsoever?
Well, it's a public road. She can drive wherever she wants. She's just cutting through.
Exactly. She's speeding through our neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could go over onto her street and speed on her street.
Roy, you've got a really weird perspective on this, I've got to say. Like, you are actually, like, recommending that I go break the law and compromise the safety of other citizens in our community?
Well, I'm not recommending it.
Because that's what you just said.
No, I'm just...
No, you just said you could go over there and get and speed in her community.
Yeah, spray rocks at her.
That is actually trying to incite violence towards another citizen in our community.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, Roy. Your perspective is...
You're just blowing it.
Okay, so society should live up to a moral standard. And when one person does something horrible, should the rest of us sink to that level?
I'm not involved in any of this. I don't care about Third Street. I'm just doing the story.
You're telling me? Well, Roy... I'm sorry. You've obviously upset me. This whole situation has upset me a lot. I'm really uncomfortable even speaking with you. I will be calling Barb. I will be asking my name not to be written in the paper. I will be calling Karen Garrity and finding out what's going on with town.
Yeah.
I really, really strongly urge you not to present a story with my name, anything about my children, or anything about me whatsoever, because I have never been on public record to speak about this once.
Okay, well, it's just, you know, I interviewed Wendy and I interviewed Ressa.
I am Wendy.
Shut up. I know that. I'm just, I get the names confused.
You just told me to shut up, Roy. What kind of professional journalist are you?
Well, you keep yelling at me and like, really, to be honest, it almost seems like Ressa.
Sorry, I'm driving and I'm on the highway and I have to keep my windows open. That's why I'm talking very loud.
Well, I hope you're on a hands-free, because you're not supposed to be driving while holding your phone.
I am on a hands-free. I am a law-abiding citizen. Thank you, Roy.
Okay. See, then, like, you're not going to go over to Magnolia and spray rocks in someone's face.
Absolutely not. I would never do anything that is that immoral or illegal, Roy.
Yeah,
that's
so see, there's no danger of you doing that, even though you're trying to accuse me of trying to incite murder or whatever. But really, to be honest, it almost seems like Ressa was right at this point.
Right about what?
You being a cock-sucking shitmaster.
All right. Have a nice day, Roy.
You too. Oh, man. I was having such a hard time holding it together on that one. I had to mute the mic so much. I'm sure I'm going to edit out the pauses of me not saying anything because I was cracking up while I was muted. But, oh, man. That was an idea that Mr. Biggs gave me earlier today. He was suggesting to do it on something completely different, but I just went ahead and did it on this whole list. And that was kind of fun. And wow, Ressa, what a bitch. Like, really? She's, like, peeling out and spraying rocks at people? I guess that's the kind of thing you can do when your roads aren't paved. You're driving around on dirt roads. You just spin around and spray dirt at people. Like the Duke boys do to Roscoe P. Coltrane in Hazard County. Holy crap. It just sucks that I haven't got to talk to Ressa yet. But I am going to save this list and I'll try to do the rest of the numbers, I don't know, maybe tomorrow? On a Saturday, maybe people will be more likely to be home. Maybe. But I've called every number on this list at least 3 times each now, and I can't get the rest of these to answer. But that's okay, because that call right there was the perfect one to end on. Thanks again, Joe, for sending in this list.
Hey, Brad. It's Depressed Mashed Potatoes.
Hello.
Thanks for calling my friend Amy. As soon as you got done doing it, she messaged me, and she was like, the corporate person of PLA. Oh my god, I'm tired. Why did I call 2:30 in the morning?
I can barely understand you. It's like a weird thing on your phone, but I hear that Amy got a call from corporate PLA. I actually can't remember what call that was. I do too many calls. I can never remember anything.
From Plenty of Fish called me, and they said they didn't like me. So I...
Plenty of Fish. I remember that. I think she didn't believe me at all. Are you saying that she knows about PLA and that's why?
I didn't know about it, but the next day I ended up telling her and she forgave me, so that was good. Thanks for doing that. So
yeah,
I'm going to send you a list of
phone
numbers and my contact list, like my friends.
Hopefully, I think this was on a Hobosode, wasn't it? So the regular listeners didn't even get to hear this one.
You get a better reaction out of them. Oh yeah, and thanks for sending me those stickers. Recently, I just bought a cactus shirt. I've been wearing all that loud and proud. So I ran into a couch. All right. Thanks for the laugh.
All right, bye. Mashed potatoes. Depressed mashed potatoes, I mean.
Hey, Brad. It's William from Maryville, California.
Hello.
I listen to you every day. I do shows every at work. I pop my headphones in, and I work at a chemical factory. And
is it just me? Like, I can't understand him. Maybe my hearing's going because I'm pretty old. Or maybe it's just that it's a phone line. I need to set up a better voicemail system. Or just tell people to send in MP3s of their voicemails. No, that's stupid. I don't
Helena.
Know.
I just pop my headphones in and listen to the show every day and it gets me through the day. And I enjoy everything you do, man. You're awesome, cool, and you're super funny, man.
Thanks. I understand half of it. It sounds like I'm really awesome and cool. Glad you're enjoying the show.
I don't care.
Yep.
No, I swear I do care, Brad. It's Micro Gorgie.
Oh, thanks.
I actually really want to make that into a song.
I was concerned there for a second.
So I'm probably going to do that tonight. I'll probably stay up really late in this class tomorrow.
Great.
But hey, I wanted to let you know why I had to downgrade my Patreon.
Oh, it's fine.
I had to go from 20 to 10.
It's all right.
Because I'm kind of broke.
It's okay.
And I will go back up to 20 at some point. I like seeing my name on the shows.
Yeah. Along with 4 other people, because I don't do enough shows.
But yeah. Expensive stuff happens in college.
I know. So it's fine.
Don't think I hate you or anything.
Don't apologize. Don't feel bad.
Everybody that doesn't already get the Hobosodes, I highly recommend donating anything to get them.
Yep. Please, people, make up for what Micro Corgi has done. He lowered his payment.
It's worth, like, cutting off a limb for. I'm probably running out of time, so.
Why don't you just drop out of college so you can afford Hobosodes? No, really, you don't have to feel bad. I appreciate all the past support and everything. You're making me songs and...
Hey there, Brad. It's Corbin. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, I've always got incredibly awesome things to say. In fact, I got awesome ideas.
I gotta change my voicemail again.
I was just thinking about this. That the Jerky Boys have a movie, The Touchtone Terrorist, well, you know, Junkyard Willie has a movie called Lost in Transit.
Yeah.
Don't we think it's about time that the Phone Losers of America have a movie?
I want an animated movie, or an animated TV show. Because really, come on, the Jerky Boys movie, what a piece of crap. The Touchtone Terrorist movie, it's slightly better. I kind of enjoyed that one. We watched that on movie night once. I think we should make an animated television show and call it Telephone Falls. That sounds like a great idea to me.
Yeah, Brad Carter in the PLA movie.
Oh, no.
Something like that.
I'm not starting it.
And there's a lot of talented listeners. I bet if we pool our resources together, you know, our creative juices, as it be, you know, collective jism, we could probably come up with something really awesome that could shake up the box office.
It could be like the Bone Cage video where we all pooled our own video pieces into... And we'll just cut it all together and make it look like an awesome motion picture. I'm sure that would work out great.
Good this summer. So, get your pen and papers out and get to work. There's your homework assignment. All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody write a movie script for me real quick. I'd appreciate it. I really want to bring Telephone Falls back. I think I have a whole script written for it for the second episode. It's just the finding time to animate it part when I don't know how to draw and I suck at animating is kind of the holdup on that. I'll get to it someday.
Hi, Brad. This is Red Eagle, formerly known as King Cobra. I'd just like to say that, you know, your last couple shows have been hilarious. You need to do more mall calls with, like, different types of celebrities. Like, you should do, like, Trump's coming to the mall or just another random, like, more high-profile celebrity.
I'd rather it be Carrot Top or Pauly Shore.
To let you know that I have a YouTube channel with 1,000 subscribers. I'm not going to say the name on there because I don't need people brigading it.
Damn it.
I put you on my featured channel list,
so
hopefully you'll get a couple more subscribers from that.
I better.
All right. Bye, Brad.
I'm gonna be
Red
pissed
Eagle out.
If I don't, I want all 1,000 of your subscribers. Because, you know, if I had more subscribers, I would have more supporters. And if I had more supporters, I could start paying animators to bring back Telephone Falls. And that's what's really important, right? We want more PLA weirdness to happen.
Hey, Roy. It is SP-Link.
Hey.
Hope you're doing well. Wanted to give you a call today because I was listening to your show. And I wanted to know if you had ever heard of a term called scam baiting. There's a guy on Twitch named Kit Boga who does a lot of scam baiting where he calls these Indian call center people who are on the other side of the line and you get that pop-up on your computer that says, you have a virus. Please call Microsoft.
Well, I never get that because...
Not really Microsoft.
I'm not an idiot.
You should probably check it out because it's great.
Yeah.
Add that to your list of things.
I've heard plenty of those. Those are fun.
Do work or whatever. Okay, talk to you later.
Legend
Bye-bye.
Used to do those a lot. You used to really fuck with these Indian call centers.
Hi, Brad. FBI Agent Michael calling.
Okay.
Making sure you're being a good boy. You're not making any more of those silly prank phone calls, right?
Oh, not me. That's crazy talk.
Remember, you need to put the restitution check in the mail. Also, you left one of your hard drives here. One full of the violent pornography.
Oh,
so
shit.
So you need to come pick that up.
All right.
Have a good day,
thanks,
Brad.
Thanks
Bye.
For the message. I'll come by and get that. Try not to give me the wrong one by accident.
Brad. Ah, this is just a test, just to see if my phone's working.
Yeah.
I hope everybody's
sounds
doing
great.
Okay and everything. Sorry, don't have much to say at the moment, but
it's all right.
I'll try and think of ideas. Bye.
All right, bye, knobby guy. I think I want to be done with voicemails now. That's enough voicemails, isn't it? Here, let's listen to this one. This one's a short one.
Hi, it's Brandon again. Remember from a couple, almost a month ago?
Yeah, totally. I remember that.
I just wanted to say again, you're doing a good job with your show.
Oh, thank
your
you.
Your shows, I mean.
Thanks, Brandon.
So,
doing my best.
I just wanted to call in again and say you've been doing a good job. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. And that's it. I'm done with the show. It's over. Hopefully tomorrow or Sunday I will find some time to call the rest of those street people who will by then have all been warned. Probably a front page article about it in the newspaper, you know, in the Hazard County Times. Boss Hogg's gonna get his deputies on the case. Thanks, Mr. John and Plaz, Thomas Z, another prank call show, and B.I. Eber for life for being the sponsors of today's show. You can support the show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus Or there's other ways to support the show by looking in the show notes. There's a bunch of links in there. You can buy PLA t-shirts and stickers. I'm ending today's show with a song by Lil Wayne. This one's called Mr. Carter, and it was requested by Jack. Unless you're on YouTube, that is. If you're on YouTube, then you don't get to hear anything. Don't you wish you weren't listening on YouTube?
Forever from me to you. I heard somebody say, Judge, I'ma need a suit. I'ma need a coupe. I won't need a roof. Flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. I got the flow, I'm trying to see the roof. Didn't wear bulletproof, so I got shot and you can see the proof. Blind eyes can look at me and see the truth. Wonder if Stevie do. But I'ma leave it to God, not Beaver, neither you. Cause I'm a murder, why I kill O and even you. Man, I got summer hating on me cause I'm hotter than the sun. Got spring hating on me cause I ain't never sprung. Winter hating on me cause I'm colder than y'all. And I would never, I would never, I would never fall. I'm being hated by the season. So fuck y'all, hating for no reason. Hey, Mr. Carter, I am him. Around the world and I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, rent. Him. Around the world now I'm back again. Who's been asked about me? In case you wonder if it been. Yeah, I've been in and out the bank, bitch. Why y'all asshole niggas been on the same shit? I flush them and watch them go down the drain quick. Two words you never hear, Wayne quit. Cause Wayne win and they lose. I call them April babies cause they fools. And when they snooze, we up. Feet up like a paraplegic. A paraplegic. A parallel park. And a red and yellow thing. Old school Atlanta Hawk. Like I'm from Cali Park. But I'm from Holly Grove. Now all my blood screams soup, woo, and da da doo. I knew my rule. And I played well. And I weighed well. On my Libra scale. I suck a pussy, fuck a pussy, leave it.
They are wrong, I don't even
care.
Mr.
Carter, I am him.
Tell me where have you been?
Around the world now, I'm back. Yeah. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering, I am him. Around the world now, I'm back again. Who's been asking about me? In case you're wondering. Yeah, I'm right here in my chair with my crown and my dear Queen B as I share mic time with my ear. Young Carter, go farther, go further, go harder. Is that not why we came? And if not, then why bother? Show no mercy in Marcy, your lager. So far from being the bastard that Marcy had fathered. Now my name's being mentioned with the martyrs. The Biggies and the Pox and the Marleys and the Marcuses. Garvey got me a Molotov cocktail. Flow even if you box well can't stop the blows. Kaboom, the rock boy in the room. The dope boy just came off the spoon. Also, I'm so fly, I'm on autopilot. What guys just stare at my wardrobe? I see your rose, that's right. I took so much change from this rap game, it's your goal.
You just told me to shut up, Roy? What kind of professional journalist are you?